The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Before we start talking to Larissa Nolan and John Cadell, let's hear a little bit of the new single released today by the Cranberries. A year after the death of Dolores O'Riordan, this is All Over Now. Okay, that's just some of All Over Now. We had, wasn't it, John, an hour from Fergal Darcy earlier today on his show, which I think is available for people to listen to back on the Today FM website.
Yeah, it should be on the website, if not already, then very, very shortly. And it was a great hour too. Lots of archive interview footage and some of their greatest songs.
Now, tell us a little bit about the background to this song and album, which will be out soon.
Yeah, it's they'd started recording it before Dolores died, and in consultation with her family, they decided that they would finish the album. Obviously, it was a massive shock. I remember talking to you the day it happened on air. Nobody expected Dolores O'Riordan to go. But they ploughed ahead and finished the album. They said it was very sort of difficult for them because they knew they'd never played the songs live. And also, they knew it would be the last time that they'd be in the studio together working on a Cranberries album. Now, it's lucky that she had recorded an album's worth of vocals before she passed away.
Just about to ask that, because obviously, Larissa, you couldn't have a Cranberries album without the vocals of Dolores O'Riordan.
Yeah, because she is the Cranberries, of course. I mean, we could nearly lose the rest of them. Once Dolores was there, you'd still have the Cranberries. I can imagine, only imagine how sad and painful this must be for them, because the thing about Dolores was that, you know, she was a young woman. There was, you know, you were saying there, John, about how shocking it was. You know, we lost a lot of people in 2016, but they were into maybe their 60s and their 70s. But this was a really tragic death. You know, I think they're admirable for doing it. And it sounds lovely as well. It's very like kind of early Cure type sound to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Not early Cure, sorry, 90s Cure. But there's a very kind of 90s sound to it, kind of a dreamy sort of like the classic Cranberries sound. So I think it's great that they've done it.
And if this isn't too pretentious a thing to say, you sort of, it sounds as though they're playing out of their skins. Like, not that they've anything to prove, but that they want to do her proud. It sounds, there's an urgency to the song. So I'm looking forward to hearing the album.
Okay. Now, let's move on to something else. Think about it. What location in the world do you think has most featured in songs? Analysis has been done of over 200,000 songs. Los Angeles comes in third place. London comes in second place. And the number one location is?
New York, New York. Or even, not even New York, New York, just New York.
Well, what we decided we'd do is we'd pick some New York songs actually to prove that. What's your first choice, Larissa?
Right, now this was really hard for me, can I just say, because I can see why New York was chosen as the number one, the most inspirational city, the best city in the world as far as I'm concerned. Now, I don't really know what where to put this, because, you know, I can't really put them in. It's hard to put them as a favourite, right? So I'm just going to pick one of them. And it's one of the most modern songs about New York. It's Alicia Keys and Jay-Z's New York State of Mind. Catch me at the X with OG at the Yankee game. Shit, I make the Yankee have more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click, though. Welcome to the Melbourne Pot. Corners where we selling rocks. African Bombada.
of shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holler back for foreigners. Say they fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there and they naked. City is a pretty, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a buck special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's
see why you made the slight error in the title there.
Yeah, John corrected me. Empire State of Mind. So it's as opposed to the Billy Joel one. But I love that because it reminds me very much of the classic, of course, the bass New York song, which is New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. And it has that hope and that optimism and the sense of opportunity that you get. You know, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. I mean, that sums up New York perfectly for me. But I was mixing it up with the New York State of Mind.
New York State of Mind by Billy Joel, which leads nicely into my first one, Matt, which isn't New York State of Mind, but it is a Billy Joel song. It's called Don't Let the Title Put You Off, Miami 2017, bracket, Seen the Lights Go Out on Broadway. So if you remember that very famous headline in the New York Post in the mid-70s, Ford to City, Drop Dead. New York was basically going bankrupt. They asked the federal government for help and the government said, nope. So New York was in rack and ruin. And this song was written from the perspective of an ex-New Yorker who, like many Americans, retired to Florida and is telling his grandchildren about the time that New York was actually in bits and left to crumble and ruin. But can I say something? The funny thing about this song is that Billy Joel played it at the concert for New York City post 9/11 for all the firefighters and the police. And it never sounded as appropriate. It's all about the apocalypse being visited on New York, and when you hear the lyrics, it's scarily prescient.
Well, instead of talking about it,
all right,
let's hear it.
Say it.
Seeing the lights go out on Broadway, I saw the Empire State laid low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs. Left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down.
Okay, that's your Billy Joel song.
Can I just say about Billy Joel, we could actually do a whole show about Billy Joel's New York songs. He is nobody understands New
Billy
York like
Joel's
Billy Joel's
New York songs.
Well, I call him Billy Joel, but I have to say this because it's important. My favorite Billy Joel song about New York is Moving Out, which is the brilliant one, you know, Who Needs a House Out in Hackensack. Brilliant satire on the difficulties, but also the determination to live in New York, even as tough as it is. Yeah. I think that's my favourite Billy Joel New York song.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
There's Joel's in Wexford, you know. Joel is a Wexford name.
Right.
Okay. What's your second choice, please?
My second choice is the other band who really understands New York. The Beastie Boys, they are New York and they've got loads of references in their songs to the city, and they've even got a song, I think, called Ode to New York. But there's only one that's the best, and that's called No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Cause I'm moving out.
Okay, great stuff. We're getting lots of text messages in saying that we did not play Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. There's a post-mortem going on in here. The production team also are sort of mystified as to where the version we got came from and as to who it actually is.
Well, we'll find out and we'll
keep dead right we'll find out.
We will. This will not go unsolved.
Could have been me and John's own version
don't bring
of that.
Me
we could
in
do
this.
A duet.
Another listener suggests New York, I Love You by LCD Sound
System. Do you
know
something? I just had to jump in there like madly. I absolutely hate that song. And I really like LCD Sound System and a lot of what they do. But that song is, you know, it's kind of a hipster's version of, oh, New York, it's not what it used to be. And, you know, I don't like you anymore. Like a cat in the hall, you're dissing. I don't know. I really, really don't like the vibe of that song.
Quite clearly. That's your last choice here, John, please. And there's a good backstory to this. I'll let you tell it.
There is, yeah. Another one that has a 9/11 connection. I don't mean to put everyone on a downer, but the video for this song was famously recorded on Friday, the 7th of September, 2001. It's Ryan Adams, New York, New York. And obviously the towers are very visible in the video. But following the attacks, he refused to promote the song. He didn't want to be seen to appear to be cashing in on grief. And as it happens, the song became a comforting anthem for New Yorkers in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. But it's actually about a man reminiscing about a girl that he used to go out with in the city that he loves. And after the attacks, he made his record company put up a statement before the video plays saying this was recorded on 7th of September.
New York, New York. Back and listen to that album again tonight. Okay, some more New York songs suggested by listeners. We have New York by Richard Ashcroft. New York's greatest songs, The Ramones. You can pick 53rd and 3rd.
Yeah.
We also have The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, 1974 by Genesis. Yeah. Good man, John. Okay, and we also have St. Vincent's New York and R.E.M.'s Leaving New York are two
That's
of the best about
song.
The best city in the world,
R.E.M. song,
says
brilliant.
Owen. Okay. Bros are back in the news because of a documentary which apparently is compulsive watching. I have it on my list of things to watch between now and the end of the month. When will I be famous?
Do you know something? They were actually very good, though. Their music, they were very
musical. Were they just one-hit wonders?
Drop the Boy, I
and,
Quit.
Yeah, Cat Among the Pigeons.
Cat Among the Pigeons.
They had a string of hits.
They're making a comeback. On the back of this documentary, which apparently is hilarious, unintentionally hilarious.
I've heard loads of people talking about this documentary, so I have to see it. It's kind of like a Spinal Tap with Bros.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's no tongue-in-cheekery. It's like they're actually talking
it's like Adam
about
Partridge,
what they believe.
Basically.
But not even, because you know, that's a knowing satire. This is Bros and their worldview. This is their actual worldview. What was it he says? I love the letters H-O-M-E because it epitomises home.
It certainly does.
And the problem in this, the whole problem with England is that you can't play conkers anymore.
Maybe he's right. Stuff. The Village Green Preservation Society. Someone got an album out of things like that.
Oh, you stop. But yeah. Give us your pick of the week, Larissa, please.
Now, so I discovered this girl.
Why don't we talk about Bross anymore?
Oh,
because
yeah,
I'm running out of time.
Well, what did we mention them for?
They're coming, making a comeback tour in the summer, and there was a video or documentary which
keep
we're all
up,
going
John,
to watch.
Keep up, John, keep up.
Sorry, okay. I just wanted to talk about Bross.
They were great, actually.
Sorry,
I loved them. I was a fan, and I still am. Anyway, I was reading the Rolling Stone the other day, and they give you these tips sometimes of people to look at. And this girl came up called Lizzo, who sounds like someone from Dublin, actually. Lizzo. But she's a hip-hop R&B artist, and she's based in Minneapolis, home of Prince. And she has, I think she's got a few songs out. She's a really interesting look. She's, you know, she's a really cool looking woman. And just, I think she's great. But the song is called Juice.
I like that, but I'm getting very close to an out of time because we have another guest after the break. Your choice, please,
well,
John.
You don't have to go to the Rolling Stone to find out about Lizzo because Lost in Music have been championing her for the last few weeks.
Ooh.
But anyway, my pick is another thing I heard from Evening Time Today FM, actually. A band called Fat White Family are back with their new single, which is called Feet, from an album called Surfs Up, as in Servants Up.
I'm running out of time. That's Feet by Fat White Family. We've had some great texts in. Listener says the Bross twins in the documentary like a pair of David Brents.
Yeah.
We have other suggestions. New York song, New York Minute by Don Henley.
Great song.
One of the best, absolutely.
Absolutely. And New York Telephone Conversation by the late, great Lou Reed, says Andrew in Galway. And we have another one. And Dallin O'Reilly wins a prize for trolling me. How could we have forgotten Fairy Tale of New York?
Yes. Yeah.
Take a walk on the wild side. We could have gone on. Do you know what? I want to say one thing about LCD Sound System.
I'm very sorry. We're out of time because I do have another guest. Thank you very much, John Cadell, Larissa Nolan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.